With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This man lives for this night. I think we all do. It's Sports Bet, Melbourne Cup night there at the Greyhounds at Sandown Park. It's the holy grail for the sport of greyhound racing. This is the race that everybody wants to win who's involved in the sport. And it's a terrific race this year. There's plenty of chances. And Michie Abayer, the superstar from SEN Track, he'll be on racing.com's coverage tonight. And he joins us now. G'day, Michie. Good morning to you, mate.
How are you, mate?
I am well. Looking forward to Sandown tonight. The Melbourne Cup, we'll just have a look at the market here with the Pickle Bet. Big energy into $1.70 now. Tim Zoo at $4.60. Buddy Minnelli at $5. And then Fab's Vegetable at $10. Idolise at $17. Aussie Rocks at $17. And Make No Promise at $18. What price do you think he should be, Big Energy?
On last week's run, you'd probably say $1.60, but I saw he went up $1.90 earlier in the week. If you got a piece of that, I'd be saying well done to you. But I don't know if I'd be too keen on taking $1.75 pop in a race like this. But to be honest, he probably has six lengths on the field.
Yeah.
At his best, Tim Zoo, very fast dog, but has been a tad inconsistent of late. And if Big Energy had a draw on box one or two, I reckon $1.75, you'd just say pile in.
Yeah, it's. But I think that, and we were talking about this on the coverage last week on racing.com, I think when Cal Greeno drew box four for Big Energy, you thought, oh, he might be vulnerable. Like if a Tim Zoo or a Idolise or one of those greyhounds drew inside of him with some box speed, you thought, well, game on a little bit. But now with those beginners drawn inside of him, like a Buddy Minnelli and a Fab's Vegetable and then a Max Damage, he'll beat them out every day of the week if he jumps like he has been. And then if he hits the fence, they can't beat him, can they, with their back section? It's impossible.
No, you're spot on. He went 497 last week, 1841. That's only a length off Fernando Bale's second section record. So, he was absolutely highballing last week. If he does that again tonight, Well, they just won't see him. But, you're right. The big thing is there's not much speed in boxes one and two. If he pings the start again, he gets to the front. That's curtains. But I still think that the price is a tad risky. I'm not keen to pile into something at that. Yeah. If you had got $6 on offer in the all-ins last week, if you took that, well, then you're laughing.
Well, you can't afford to miss it. I don't think any. You can't afford to make mistakes in Melbourne Cups. We know that, and you need a little bit of luck. But he's in the zone at the moment, and he'll be awfully hard to beat. Big Energy. So that's the story there in the Melbourne Cup. In the Bold Trees final, Soha Bale at $2.45. Val Pichella, the Queenslander at $4.20. Moraine Susie, we know what we're going to get from Susie. She'll stay all day at $4.40. And then Palawa King is at $5.25. It's had some backing for the Smith camp. Ritzer Piper at $8.50. Troy Little was keen on Moraine Susie when I had a chat to him yesterday. Do you agree with him here, Mitch?
Yeah, I do in a sense. Obviously, it was my all-in selection last week before the heat.
Yep.
So I think you were getting Moraine Susie at around $10 or $14 for the all-ins. It was one of the better bets on the program last week. Look, she's placed in her last five, won two of them, been in some stellar form, loves Sandown. If the track is a tad wet, which we expect it to be, she'll be strong late. We saw last year's running, the track was a tad heavy and the strong dogs just absolutely chew the ground up late. So I did like Val Policella if it can step like it did last week, but that's the big question. The thing is, with Val Policella, it has to step to probably win the race, whereas Moraine Susie, doesn't really matter what she does early, she's going to be strong late.
Yeah. Outside of those two feature group ones, what do you like there tonight, mate?
Yeah, there's a couple going around. I reckon there's three at value. One being Spot Fox. That greyhound is, I'm just trying to pull up what race exactly that one's in. I should know all this stuff as we're going to be on the coverage later on tonight. But Spot Fox goes around off box eight, around a $5 or $6 mark. I think it will be very hard to hold out. Another one I did like, now with the scratching of Hector Fawley, in the Sir Dylan Memorial. Sir John Dylan Memorial, yeah. Professor Snitch at $5 is crazy price for Bruce, Steve Bruce White. There's minimal speed inside. Victor Damien's gone up to 600, which we expected. We had this chat last week, but I think Professor Snitch can lead and lead all the way. And then race six, number two, Savage, was a massive run last week. James Vandermatt was pushing it at huge odds. Big drop in class here. I think it'll be awfully hard to beat. That was race six, number two, Savage.
So race two, number eight, is the first of your bets there, which is Spot Fox. Race five, yep. Number three, you're like Professor Snitch, and then Savage, who we should be backing for a Melbourne Cup. Jimmy Vandermaat pointed out there last week on the racing.com coverage. Hey, Mitchie, I'll see you tonight. Can't wait on racing.com coverage from 6:15 for the biggest night of greyhound racing, Melbourne Cup night, and good luck with the cricket as well.
Thanks, G. Look forward to it and can't wait to see what selection of tie or bow tie you're rolling with.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We've got to dress like we're going out to our ball tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. I'll have to dig deep and find a tie. Thanks, Mitchie.
Cannot wait.
Mitchie and Bayer there. It's quickly approaching 11 o'clock. That is winners thanks to Kilmore, Toyota and Picklebet. Race card coming up next just after 11.